Dawn on a Distant Shore by Sarah Donati. Prologue. To the Earl of Carrick, Carrick Castle, Annandale, Scotland. My lord, allow me to report success. At long last I have located the man I believe to be your cousin. He is known as Dan'l Bonner, called Hawkeye by his associates, Indian and white. Even if there were not plentiful documentary evidence that he is your Uncle Jamie Scott's son by Margaret Montgomery, the sight of him alone would convince anyone that he is indeed a Scot of Carrick. Bonner resides on the northernmost frontier of the state of New York, where he was raised, as you always believed, by natives. I trust you will be pleased to learn that he took as good wife a Scotswoman, now deceased, whose father was, by fortunate circumstance, a Monroe cadet of Fowles. She bore a son, called Nathaniel, now some 36 years of age, in robust health and with a new goodwife in hopeful expectation. Both father and son have made their living as hunters and trappers in the wilderness that the natives call the Endless Forests, between this place and the Mohawk Valley. That is where I found Nathaniel, who then directed me here to Montreal. He is a likely young man, and I believe you will be well pleased with him. Before I can carry out the task entrusted to me and convey Bonner and his son home to Carrick, Dan'l must first be disengaged from the military garrison where he is currently being held for questioning in the matter of a large shipment of the king's gold, missing for some 40 years. You see that the family resemblance is more than simple physiognomy. I have had word from Pickering, who has docked the Isis at Halifax, but first getting to Bonner is a very complicated undertaking, and one...